Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kyatholena with the evening news. The headlines: Nagaland Minister Temujin Imnalong stresses on need for legal awareness among common people. Prime Minister Modi launches various developmental projects worth more than 5,450 crore rupees in Guwahati. Final electoral rolls for Koridang Assembly constituency has been published. And Union Cabinet approves establishment of Startup India Fund of Funds 2.0. Now the news in detail. Nagaland Minister of Higher Education and Tourism Temujin Imnalong today stressed on the need for legal awareness among common people. Speaking at the 22nd Annual General Conference of the Nagaland Judges Association in Dimapur, he said, while the judiciary is one of the most important organs in our society, our Naga society is still unaware about our legal rights and the justice system. The minister emphasized on promotion of social justice through judicial activism and encouraged judiciary to be proactive in addressing issues pertaining to tribalism which affects our society. He also presented a copy of the Constitution of India to the President of NJA. Addressing the program, Judge Guwahati High Court and Portfolio Judge Nagaland, Justice Yareng Chungla Longkumar, reminded the officers that the district judiciary is the first point of contact for the layman and therefore judicial officers must discharge their duties not just fairly but with humility. Justice Longkumar also urged the judicial officers to make efforts towards disposing of cases and reduce backlogs in the districts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and flagged off several development projects worth more than 5,450 crore rupees in Assam today. In Guwahati, he inaugurated the Kumar Bhaskar Varma Setu across River Brahmaputra, connecting Guwahati and North Guwahati, built at a cost of 3,000 crore rupees. The Prime Minister also virtually inaugurated the temporary campus of IIM Guwahati and the National Data Center for Northeastern Region at Amingaon in Kamrup District. He also flagged off 225 electric buses under the PM E-Bus Sewa scheme for four cities of India. Earlier in the day, the Prime Minister inaugurated the emergency landing facility on Moran Bypass, developed along a national highway in Dibrugarh district, and witnessed aerial display of fighters, transport aircrafts, and helicopters. The emergency landing facility was constructed with 100 crore rupees. Later, addressing a booth Vijay Sankalp Sabha in Guwahati, he said that the entire Northeast, including Assam, is the Ashta Lakshmi of India. The Prime Minister also said, during the last 11 years, the NDA government led by BJP played a very important role for the development of Northeastern region.
North East, हमारे लिए अष्ट लक्ष्मी है. इस वर्ष का बजट अष्ट लक्ष्मी के लिए बीजेपी एनडीए के विजन को और मजबूती देने वाला है. बजट में बहुत अधिक फोकस नॉर्थ ईस्ट को आर्थिक रूप से आत्मनिर्भर बनाने पर है. इस साल असम को टैक्स की हिस्सेदारी के रूप में लगभग 50,000 करोड़ रुपए मिलने वाले हैं.
Office of the Chief Electoral Officer Nagaland has published the final electoral rolls for Koridang Assembly Constituency under Mokokchung District, which is due for by-election. According to the publication, the total number of general electors is 22,266, which include 11,235 male and 11,013 female voters, while there are 124 service electors, including 123 male and 1 female voters, bringing the overall total voters to 22,390. The final electoral rolls can be viewed or downloaded from the official website of the Chief Electoral Officer Nagaland at ceo.nagaland.gov.in or voters.eci.gov.in. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today said that the last cabinet meeting at the South Block was held yesterday. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnaw announced that future cabinet meetings will now take place at Seva Tirth. Cabinet Committee also approved the launch of the Urban Challenge Fund with a total central assistance of 1 lakh crore rupees. In a major boost to India's growing startup ecosystem, the Union Cabinet has approved the establishment of the Startup India Fund of Funds 2.0 with a total corpus of 10,000 crore rupees for the purpose of mobilizing venture capital for the startup ecosystem of the country.
सारा फोकस डीप टेक स्टार्टअप्स की तरफ जा रहा है.
A significant focus is now shifting towards deep tech startups. Startups are themselves creating a certain depth and technical expertise, which is enabling movement towards deep technology. Under the Startup India Fund of Funds 2.0, the government will provide a fund of rupees 10,000 crore. Along with this, many other funds will be associated with it, and together they will create a system for investment in startups.
Startups mein investment ka system banega.
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR _ Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. MLA Achambe Mokikon has reiterated demand for quality work along the entire stretch of the foothill road construction, including 5 steel bridges in Bhandari subdivision of Wokhar district. Addressing the meeting of the Subdivisional Planning and Development Board in Bhandari yesterday, Mr. Kikon, who is also the chairman of the SDPDB, said that work should be expedited to meet the set deadline of March 31, 2026. The MLA further urged the construction companies, contractors, government departments, organizations and public of villages to contribute positively towards making the foothill road functional on time as collective shareholders. Union Minister for Women and Child Development Annapurna Devi today said that the government aims to make every working sector safe for women and provide equal working opportunities to them. Addressing the National Conference on Safety of Women at Workplace in New Delhi, she said that the She Box portal has made it easier for women to register their complaints at the workplace. She also praised government schemes for women's welfare, including Ujwala Yojana, Mudra Yojana and others. The National Conference on Safety of Women at Workplace, organized by the Ministry of Women and Child Development, aims to create safe, dignified and harassment-free workplaces for all women across sectors. It also aims to strengthen the implementation of the Sexual Harassment of Women at Workplace Prevention, Prohibition and Redressal Act 2013. The 5-day capacity building training program for Swavalamban Connect Kendras, SCK, organized by Investment and Development Authority of Nagaland, IDEN, concluded yesterday. SCK is a flagship initiative of Small Industries, Development Bank of India and Government of Nagaland to foster entrepreneurship by providing free, comprehensive support to aspiring and existing entrepreneurs. The training covered key thematic areas including income tax return, goods and services tax, entrepreneurship development program and management information system. Earlier in his welcome address, Under-Secretary Aiden I. Changsan highlighted the relevance of SCK as strategic initiative aimed at strengthening the entrepreneurial ecosystem in Nagaland. And the Ashta Lakshmi Darshan Youth Exchange Program, sponsored by Northeastern Council NEC under the Donor Ministry, concluded yesterday at the School of Agricultural Sciences, Nagaland University, Medzi Pema Campus. The Ashta Lakshmi Darshan Youth Exchange Program is an initiative of the Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region and NEC aimed at promoting Ek Bharat Shrestha Bharat by connecting youth from non-Northeastern states with the 8 Northeastern states through academic, cultural and experiential visits, fostering national integration, mutual respect and cultural understanding. A total of 40 students, 20 each from Kerala and Ladakh, along with 4 teachers, participated in the youth exchange. To end the news, the headlines here again. Nagaland Minister Temjan Imna Along stresses on need for legal awareness among common people. Prime Minister Modi launches various developmental projects worth more than 5,450 crore rupees in Guwahati. Final electoral rolls for Koridang Assembly constituency has been published. And Union Cabinet approves establishment of Startup India Fund of Funds 2.0. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.